Igor stared in fascination as the massive Tesla coils sparked, pushing their bolts of electricity from top to bottom, buzzing and crackling, depositing their high voltage into Leyden jars for storage. The distinct odor of ozone permeated the air, threatening to choke anyone who breathed too deeply. Tubes glowed orange and went dark again as some gauges danced crazily while others held steadily. Nameless machines screamed and whirred, pounded and popped. Smoke filled parts of the lab and chaos reigned. Overhead, through the skylights, Igor could see that his kites were tied off securely as they successfully harnessed the lightning that ripped through the rain-soaked midnight sky. It then traveled down the long, thick black cables and into the lab where it was captured and made to serve the master of Castle Frankenstein. This was the birthplace of the Frankenstein monster. The rack that once held the monster's form was secured this night, for it was not needed. No, tonight this was a completely different experiment. No revivifications were to be performed. That business was over by order of His Honor, the magistrate, and the Burgermeister Schickelgruber himself. Instead of a revivified being, a special red fluid was of concern to the good doctor and his assistant. The bloody-looking substance was drawn into a sealed beaker of clear, invisible gas. It flowed steadily through glass piping that led from a copper vat, which was heated to the perfect temperature. The uniform flow of crimson substance was caused by a vacuum that drew it unerringly into the gas. The deep red liquid began to effervesce, forming a light crown of foam on its surface. The doctor was busily turning dials on his machines as he carefully watched the white crown form inside the beaker. The lightning arcs flashed off the walls, pale blue and bright. Dr. Victor von Frankenstein and his loyal hunchbacked assistant Igor wore dark goggles to prevent blindness, despite the patch that Igor wore over his left eye. He needed to protect his one good eye, having gone blind in the other long ago. Igor laughed out loud in delight as the fluid behaved according to plan, doing exactly what they expected it to do. The doctor worked furiously at spinning dials, adjusting machines, taking readings, and all else that a mad scientist is expected to do during the crescendo of his creative effort. Lightning power was being fed into strangely intricate and indescribable, mysterious machines as he darted about, making sure that all was happening precisely as intended. The lab was filled with noise, confusion, and smoke. Igor manned his switches, pouring on the power at the urging of the doctor. Another popping sound, another shower of sparks, more whirring and screeching. Then, as abruptly as the lighting had brought the laboratory to life, all went inky black and silent. Out of the darkness, an impatient voice was heard. "Well, Igor, what are you waiting for?"
"Light the torches! Let there be light!"
"Yes, master!"
shouted the steadfast assistant. Igor took the striker out from under the rope he kept around his waist and made sparks to strike a torch. Soon he had several torches lit. Then he went and stood by the switch near the Leyden jars that held electricity. When the doctor checked all that he needed to verify the safety and stability of the power storage, Igor hit the large power switch and brought the laboratory lights fully on. The blue spark snapped the air, creating ozone which buzzed through the air.
The effect was dazzling.
The instant the doctor had his indispensable light, he ran to his priceless fluid, which was still bubbling away. He observed the perfection of the reactions taking place within the fluid, how the tiny bubbles rose to the top, still creating the perfect top layer of white within the beaker.